Good morning. I'm Mary Beth Marsden, and this is Know Your Health from LifeBridge Health, where each week we bring you important health information. This week, we're talking about breastfeeding, and joining us today is Dr. Dana Silver, a pediatrician at the Herman and Walter Samuelson Children's Hospital at Sinai. Dr. Silver, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
This is such an important topic. I mean, I remember when I had kids, and that was one of the first questions that particularly women would ask me, are you breastfeeding? But we hear so much about the benefits, but I think it's good to sort of reiterate at least what's modern, what's new information. What are the benefits of breastfeeding to both the babies, the mothers, and society in general?
I kind of want to back up for a second. I think we've had generations and generations of moms who didn't breastfeed, where breastfeeding was seen as like an alternate lifestyle. And so breastfeeding levels hit their lowest level in the 1970s, and then people started realizing how important it is. So the levels have been rising and rising and rising, and I think at this point, people really do recognize that it's not just a lifestyle choice, that it really is health benefits for the mother, for the child, and for society. So when we look at for the child, we know that babies who are breastfed are healthier. They have fewer infections of all sorts, whether that's ear infections, meningitis, urinary tract infections. For premature babies, they have a lower risk of severe infections that you can get in the nursery and beyond. There's lower risk of certain types of childhood leukemias and lymphomas. There's lower risk of Crohn's disease in children who are breastfed.
Is asthma affected too? I think I remember reading something about that.
For exclusive breastfeeding, there's a lower risk of asthma and allergies, and the list just goes on.
Okay, so now the big question is, new mom, baby, attempting to breastfeed, why is it so challenging? For some. It's
right.
Not for others, it goes
no.
very well.
But it is a learned experience, and I think that what I tell parents is that breastfeeding is natural, but it's not always easy, and we put a lot of pressure on these moms, which we shouldn't. And what the Surgeon General, the former Surgeon General, Regina Benjamin, said a few years ago was that we as a society really need to support these moms. So it comes from not just the doctor saying you should breastfeed and their friend saying you should breastfeed, but it really is from the point that they go in to deliver, in the delivery room, where are the supports? Putting that baby skin to skin immediately after delivery, in that first golden hour when the baby's awake, helping them to get latched on in the delivery, that's really increases the risk, increases the chances of exclusive breastfeeding. While they're in the hospital getting help from the nurses, when they go home, the pediatrician should be seeing them within the first day or two so we can help them. And then really rallying the supports within the community, the parents, the fathers, the grandparents.
Do you think that's there, though, now?
It's a good point. You know, I think it's growing. I think that people are really recognizing it in the workforce. It's now the Affordable Care Act mandates that employers provide reasonable break time in a place other than a bathroom in which to pump, and for most insurances to cover pumps. So I think it's really growing. I also encourage moms before they deliver to take a prenatal breastfeeding class or read about it, and again, rally those supports beforehand.
It's almost more important than the birthing class, right?
Yeah. And I think the other thing is also that sometimes we have this unreasonable expectation of what labor and delivery is going to be like, and you know, it's all this perfect Madonna experience, and it's not always like that. So that we have to again have those supports.
One of the questions, particularly first-time mothers have, is that they say, "I don't know if my infant is getting enough of my breast milk."
So we know that babies get very little breast milk in the first few days, and that's normal. And I think that's a really hard thing because you can't, in the bottle, you can see how much they take. In the first few feeds, that colostrum, that really important first milk, is rich in calories, rich in fat, and rich in antibodies to help the baby. We call it their first vaccine, really, because it really helps their immune system and helps their intestines mature. But they only get about a teaspoon of feeding in those first few days, and that's fine. We expect babies to lose weight in the first few days. That's fine, and we're not going to let babies starve. So we monitor them closely. We see them back in the office. Most babies will regain more birth weight by about a week.
Real quick, how much of what a woman ingests will now be translated through breast milk? You know, what she eats. Does that affect the breast milk?
Not really what she eats. But certainly some medications can, and there are resources where the physician can look it up and parents can look it up online. Through the National Library of Medicine, there's something called LactMed, and moms can look that up as well as physicians. Most medications, most foods are absolutely safe. There should not be restrictions in most cases.
All right. Dr. Silver, thank you so much for being with us. To find out more about breastfeeding or to find a LifeBridge Health specialist near you, call 410-601-WELL. That's 410-601-WELL. Or visit LifeBridgeHealth.org/breastfeeding. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. Thanks for joining us. It's 10 o'clock.